Just 3 weeks after board members purchased the dirt-red 119-year-old building as the future site for their museum, the fertilizer plant in West exploded. The blast, which sent shockwaves throughout the town and for miles beyond, shattered the building's glass and raised its sheetrock. Board President Georgia Hutira says after that, the museum was placed on hold. But after receiving strong community support, Hutira says they knew they had to continue.
And so we knew we had to go forward. We couldn't just let it lie, even though, our town suffered a terrible loss and terrible destruction. But that's West. That's who we are. When we go back and look at our ancestors, the problems and the struggles that they went through to come here and make a better life for all of us. And we're descendants of those people. So we knew we were resilient. We had to go forward. And that's what we did.
The museum is a winding collection of West history and culture, which is indebted to early settlers from Czechoslovakia and Germany. Most of the items in the museum, like an aging wagon, the kind you might find on the Chisholm Trail, were donated from families that have been in the area for generations. Upon entering the museum, visitors walk by an exhibit that recreates West's main drag in the late 1800s. The following galleries continue the temporal journey through West's history, including exhibits on farm life, popular businesses, area sports, military history, and even a memorial to honor those who died during the fertilizer explosion. Hannah Upmore is a local volunteer who helped remodel the building. She says these exhibits, and the museum in general, are important because they offer the close-knit community of West an idea of their heritage, and more importantly, they help maintain it.
I think most people, they know their heritage, but not how far back it actually extends to. So I think having this in here in town where they can come to it at any point, it'll help them realize just how far back their ancestry actually goes.
The museum is free and open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Thursdays through Saturdays. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.